Ahoy hoy, we're back. And actually, Zod is back. He is no longer under the thrall of the demon that had his brain washed or something. I don't know, I wasn't really paying attention. Anyway, he's busy getting drunk, and I'm sure that will work out for everyone. Let's roll.
Alright, we wake up in Zod's room from the floor. Feeling super great, though.
Yeah.
Zod's...
I have a glorious hangover.
Oh, he's gonna get rid of...
I love
of,
it!
He's gonna... Oh, because he has commune. 5e commune. What's 5e commune do?
I don't know. Is that a spell?
Venmo, dog.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, no, Glenn has to keep commune, because that's what he's doing. He can do that as a ritual.
I heard that.
Fuck!
Yeah!
Wait, are we
Yeah, sorry. We've been recording.
Commune
with
nature.
We knew it. We were like,
commune,
as soon as he
level divination.
Cracked.
Now, that's what Glenn's using to talk to. He can't give up that one.
I hate this thing.
Get your beer ready.
I hate it so much. I'm out.
Get you another beer
ready. Yeah, he's gonna get... Glenn could cast Geese.
Ah.
That's a really good spell.
It's pronounced Guys.
I'm pretty sure it's
Guys, I like to cast Guys.
No, he'll get rid of Flame Strike. He doesn't need that as much.
Cast me, Guys.
Mm-hmm. No, he's going to get rid of Bless. Actually, he might not need to get rid of Bless. Fuck.
You don't have to get rid of anything. You just don't have to attune it in the morning.
I know, but I'm just saying in my general...
this, in retrospect, this was probably a bad one. I paid... God damn it.
That's another shot! That's a double shot!
Oh my god, did you just say another
one? He just said his own last name.
Oh my god.
He could have just said the first name. I have to bleep her whole name.
Could have been anybody before now.
This is...
Gonna go pee before we start.
Or is it already recording?
This is what I sent her once.
Okay, I still gotta pee.
Here, give me the Ray and nephew there. Hey, go, buddy.
I don't want
to. Yeah. Sorry, you have to.
Yay! Why did you send me so much? It's too much.
Ubered or
yeah, but it's too much. That was did. It. Was like $15 for each.
But it's like double when you.
No, it was not. Come on, that's too much.
I spilled it all over my thing.
That's all right. It's now it's slightly flammable.
Look, this is for your two shots. That's fair, right?
It's a twofer,
I guess.
I'm gonna watch the guy.
That's less than two full shots.
Oh my god, it hurts when I smell it.
Oh, I gotta open this. Yeah.
No, I'm doing it.
You really should open up bottles with your teeth.
Why not? I've been doing it for 50 years.
You're not gonna have teeth soon.
Oh, did you see how I black out my windows now?
Yeah, very ghetto.
I know. I like to be ghetto down here. Ghetto fabulous. I'm just trying to delay.
Delay the inevitable.
Oh my god, I can smell it from here.
Yes.
Man.
That thing will clear out a room.
Mmm. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yummy,
yummy, yummy.
Drink the beer.
Throw the shot glass at Dixie's head.
No!
Oh, it's so gross.
It's so bad. I could, like, this. It. I'm, like, surrounded by this.
I'm still thinking about how he looked at me pleading, don't say anything.
It was like, I know you heard, shut the fuck up!
I was just like, nah.
Nah, I don't think so.
Those aren't going away.
Oh my god.
It's so bad.
You're okay. You're okay.
It's not, it's awful.
It is. I don't know. I'm never buying it again.
You keep buying it.
You're
just like another shot. Well, no one's asking you to.
Yeah, but that's the worst one.
It is the worst one.
If it's a punishment, that is.
Yeah.
A punishment.
Yeah, yeah. It's a double punishment.
The
just get the blackberry brandy. Everyone will be happy.
The girl we used to work with, and probably will again, but at some point, she likes that.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about it. She's like, yeah, I like to, you know...
Does she come back?
Pour it over some... Eventually.
Nice.
We're working on it.
Wait, someone that you've worked with at the current place?
Yes.
Okay. I thought for a second you were going to be bringing over...
No.
Metal Spine. I'm trying to think of her...
Metal Spine?
Metal Spine, the destruction of Jared's Zinn. Do you remember Metal Storm? The destruction of Jared's Zinn? It was a fucking horrible movie.
I don't think I've seen that.
It was basically like a Road Warrior ripoff.
Nice.
It was called Metal Storm. I saw it in the theaters when I was a kid.
Good old Metal Storm.
Metal Spine. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I mean, there's only one person you know that has a metal spine at this point.
Besides the Terminator.
She sent me pictures of, like, the x-ray they took. And she has got a serious amount of screws and things in her spine. In her back.
Who is this? I know you can't say their name, but...
I'll tell you afterward. Yeah. You know who it is.
PMO. Project Management Office.
Organization. He's like, not ringing any bells.
I don't even know what that is. I make pictures.
Saying these words and things, man.
I'm big into fonts and kerning.
Super he loves big. It. He can't get enough.
You love kerning. You get very mad when kerning's off.
It's frustrating.
All right, where are we going?
I don't know. I keep telling you, it's up to you guys. You're going to bed. Now let's what are you going to do? Just
kill everyone.
Let's see. We took out two people so far. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I guess I can go talk to Blagathis.
Should we kill him?
What we can do.
You don't have to keep going alone. I mean, it's not like
he wants to now. Yeah, yeah,
now he's into it. I don't go alone. Well, you don't have to.
Because it's like we're getting close to the thing. So yeah. we can, you know, we really just gotta take out the wizards and
her. And that shot hits you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right off. Oh. And that's a double one. I'm gonna be fucked.
Yeah. So, you don't have to drive
anymore. Let's go coordinate with Lagathis. Come on, everyone.
Let's do it.
Come with me, please. Hi, Vonta. Good morning.
Hey, guys. What's up?
We got your back. Woo! Uh-oh. I mean, yes.
Shut the fuck up, Zod.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Zod, you seem unusually happy today.
Nope, pretty depressed.
I smell something like mead. What's going on?
It's Eau de Mead. It's my new cologne.
Wow, good cover.
Eau de
Mead. Roll persuasion at a double disadvantage.
There's no such thing. There's
no
fair.
Yeah, so.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
Hey, Plague.
Hey.
Good morning.
Glenn, hi, come on in.
Hey, brought everyone. This is a team meeting.
Can you please
put pants on? It's a team meeting.
He's rubbing himself down with some baby oil. He's all diddied up.
That's probably actual baby oil. All diddied up.
Would be a star, don't you?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, did you like how we took out those guys?
That was amazing. Yeah. I am extremely impressed. That dragon was pretty badass.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we don't have to fight the dragon now.
No.
That's a big thing.
That wasn't...
I know it's not the dragon, but it's still a dragon.
It is a dragon.
And had a fucking anti-magic stone.
Oh, wow.
That's mine now. I took it.
But you don't have to tell them.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Oh. Did I see it?
No.
Please?
No.
He sticks things in his
butt.
I want to
study it.
It's in my butt.
Oh, never mind.
Let me fish it out.
With his giant like fingers.
Ah! He's splitting me in twine!
Did you say in twine?
Yeah.
If he starts ripping his butthole open, does it look like a drow butthole? Or is it that... Disguise, mask, disguise.
I'm pretty sure it would be still a disguised butthole to the visually, but it would feel like a drow butthole.
Yeah.
This is tight like a drow's butthole.
Yeah, this seems real tight, like a drow butthole.
Thank you.
Glenn was nervous that the dragon might see through his disguise.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, but you know who does see through your disguise? Blythicus.
Oh,
really?
This whole
how does he anything?
Because he casts see-through disguise. No, he just walks over.
He's just
yes.
I know it. He is a very high-level wizard.
Yeah.
He just is aware of fields that are not quite right.
Mm-hmm.
So, is that why every time he's been addressing him, he's like Steve Pokemon with
pretty
quotes?
Much? Yeah. So it's he's like, name. You can drop the act. I don't care if you're a drow.
I'm not.
Okay. It's fine. Whatever.
That was a close one.
You got it. Yeah.
You can throw him off the scent there.
Your own truth.
Flip your truth.
Anyway,
So, yeah, I really would love to study that, though. I'll give you money. Just for a little bit. Just for a little bit. I'm not going to use it. I just want to see it and study it and see how they do it.
Touch it. No.
Touch it and feel it.
Mm-hmm. No.
He's very sensitive about his stuff.
All right, that's fair. I'm not going to push. I'm not going to push. Anyway, Glenn, you've been a very trusted ally, so what can I do for you?
Well, we're getting near the place.
I see you have my ring.
But yeah.
What ring?
It's styling. Styling and profiling.
Where'd you get that?
It's just a bangle we
signed. It's like a friendship thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to ask too much about it.
I like his voice. Fucking bitch.
Now I'm doing it, I don't know why.
You are doing it. You are speaking a little bit higher for some reason.
That's true. Yeah. Just feed off
it
of
does.
It. Feed
it,
off
it,
the energy.
It does happen.
Remember that one we all started talking like yeah. that? But you're like, why is everyone doing this?
Everybody just slips into the thing.
But really, I mean, how come you're the only one that has that friendship ring?
Well, they sized my fingers.
Yeah. It's a bracelet, because it's a giant finger.
Oh, okay, that's true. He does have a giant finger.
Just one.
Just one.
He has a vagina finger.
He has a vagina finger.
Just one vagina
finger.
One
large vagina finger.
It was a wish. I was tired of using my hand. I wanted the vagina finger.
Who doesn't?
Me.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
No vagina finger for me, please. So yeah, he realizes he made a mistake and he's trying to backtrack a little.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, no, it was just for Zod. He had some kind of headache that was going on, and this cures it.
Really?
Yeah.
Your headache is cured?
Yes.
Is that why you're feeling better?
Feels a lot better. Yeah, I was just feeling real foggy for a while.
It's a lot of pain.
It's
a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. And it's a fairly common thing, so it wasn't a big deal.
Do you have one for me?
Is it heroin?
God damn it, Steve Pokemon. God damn it, Steve Pokemon. It's the new catchphrase.
He said, yeah, sure, I have one for you. Let me go find it. And he's like, come with me.
No, I'm not here.
He grabs you by the neck and he's like... you need to shut the fuck up.
Ouch, you're hurting me.
I know. Put you down.
Weeblo's like...
Yay, this is fun.
Fucking hate that dwarf.
Yeah, so it wasn't really like for everybody, because it was he's probably going to die in a couple years, so...
It's true.
It's like a aneurysm kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah, it's not good.
Lucky.
Anyway...
Anyway, you wanted us to steal stuff from the treasury?
Yes. Oh, by the way, I think if my sources are correct, actually, I don't need this right now.
Have they been wrong?
Not yet. I actually do have some people in the Dragon Army as well. I can't tell you who they are, though.
Yeah, that's fair.
According to the according to my what I the people that brought the loot in, the horde right now is, for some reason, I don't know why they would bring this many, 500,000 copper pieces,
mm-hmm.
100,000 silver pieces, 5,000 gold pieces, or sorry, 50,000 gold pieces.
Oh my god!
And a chest containing 8,000 platinum pieces.
Wow. Yowza!
So.
That's like 140,000 gold pieces, about.
Good math. There's also a bunch of chests that they weren't able to see what was in them, but I'm sure there's good stuff in there. So mm-hmm. that's
usually put the good stuff in chests.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. There was. Oh, I mean, the golden stuff was in chests, but they weren't locked, or you know, because they're coming in. They were locked. You know,
what are they coming in?
What? Coming.
They're coming in the chests?
They're coming on the chests.
Someone gave me a chest of gold, I'd be coming in it.
Jacking on the rack.
Life is like a hurricane.
Was that Darkwing Duck?
I get it.
But instead it's just him jerking off on it.
Oh my god.
Which is way safer. You can't jump into a pot. Even as a child, I was like, you can't
die.
Don't come in here when your uncle's in here.
This is my special time.
One.
He's Scrooge.
I'm up to 12 gold pieces.
They call me Uncle Splooge.
Who does? The gold pieces. They talk to me.
The mom's real dirty. This is why. Mom's real dirty. Speaking of, have you guys been watching Peacemaker this season?
No, I do want to see it though, so don't tell me. I really want to see it.
No, just the bird blindness thing is the most hilarious thing they've done on that show.
Peacemaker's awesome.
It's really good.
Honestly, I am really happy with the direction
that James Gunn's taking. It's really cool. It's really different. But like, yeah, the fucking Tim Meadows is amazing. I'm glad he's doing something.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, the bird blindness thing just fucking kills me.
So I will say it again. Superman was one of my favorites.
It was really good. It was really, really good.
It was really good.
It was fine.
It was really good.
Punch by number.
All right, that part, fine. I'll give you that.
Well, it's supposed to say that he's out strategizing
Superman. But it just doesn't make sense. We're talking...
Why doesn't it make sense?
Because we're talking about metahumans that can travel faster than the speeding bullet. You can't...
We're also talking about a guy who's a genius who has... squared off with him in various forms a bunch of times, so he knows the moves he's going
to
do.
Superman's never shown as fighting at bullet time, he flies fast. Why wouldn't he fight
Also, you gotta remember, Superman has never faced anyone that could beat him until then.
Exactly.
So that was the one thing.
If you were fighting and this person can hit his heart, wouldn't you try? I'll move super fast.
But also, he didn't power up.
Yeah.
He did. Do you ever watch this in Scion?
It literally is the same logic, it's right? You have to be beaten down in a comic book before you can power up.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
It is true.
And also,
why he got his ass kicked until the very end.
And also, he didn't know that Luthor was calling the shots. So he didn't know I have to move faster because somebody is anticipating my moves.
By the way, Nicholas Holt as Lex Luthor,
fantastic, which is funny. Amazing. Did you hear the whole thing? How he auditioned for the Robert Pattinson Batman role and lost it, and then he auditioned for Superman and lost it, and so James Gunn's like, you know, it would be funny, we get the guy that couldn't get the superhero roles to be the guy that hates superheroes. That was the rationale, and it worked out perfect.
When he shoots that dude in the movie, I was like, holy shit, this is the real Lex
Luthor. I'm also glad they made him just completely reprehensible and evil, and it was the cartoon Lex Luthor.
Yeah. He did.
What about the fact that he takes Superman, who he wants to kill, and puts into a prison with kryptonite, and then he's just like, just chill with him.
Uh-huh.
Just, you could have killed him, right?
I don't realize that comic books are not real life.
Oh, you people are the worst.
But he couldn't kill him because the U.S. government didn't want
exactly.
him to kill him.
Yeah.
That was the reason. That was the in-universe reason.
Yeah, that was what they explained with the whole him, trapping him there anyway. He was doing everything under the...
Not everything is real. He was working with
the government, yeah.
Sometimes you have to use suspension of disbelief.
I won't.
You should.
It needs to make sense.
It did make sense. They gave a reason.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, it's...
You might not like the reason, but...
His whole thing was, I want to kill Superman. That was his whole thing. So,
I'm super fucking pissed that Resident Alien got canceled.
I know.
I did watch the last... It was so good.
That was a great show. That was a great show.
That's so good.
Alan
Tudyk is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's so many iconic characters.
Well, I love that James Gunn seems to just be using him in every DC movie in some capacity. Like he's in Creature Commandos, he's Dr. Phosphorus, and then he's the robot in Superman. Yeah. Like he'll just keep showing up doing voices for
Nathan Fillion too. Michael Rooker, Nathan Fillion, and Alan Tudyk are the three.
Yeah, they're his guys.
He always uses
Michael.
He was in Walking Dead and Slither.
He was the blue guy in Guardians.
He was.
That's right.
That'd be the better one. I'm doing all
that's much better. Roles.
Nobody would know. Walking Dead. He was in.
He was in the first season and then the fourth season.
He played a serial killer in that movie.
Yeah, right.
What was that movie called?
I can't remember.
We never would have gotten
of
there.
A serial killer. Something of a
conspiracy. Yeah, it was something weird. I can't remember.
Diary.
No, it was, but Charlie. it was actually a really dark, disturbing, Manifesta. Good movie. No, it, I just can't remember what it was. Henry, Confessions of a Serial.
That's
killer.
What it was. Yeah.
It was fucked up, but good movie.
Yeah, but I think Michael Rooker's being brought in in the season of Peacemaker at some point too. I saw him in a preview.
Nice. You know who was really good in Peacemaker?
He's in the next episode.
Oh, is he? Yeah.
Who was really good in Peacemaker that I wasn't expecting to be that good? But
John Cena
is a no. John Cena is awesome.
I mean, he's really fantastic.
Yeah, he's great in it.
Terminator, the guy that played
Terminator.
Robert Pattinson, but it's not.
Yeah, no, he's great.
Yeah, he was really good.
He played the perfect white supremacist.
And what if someone says, "You're gonna meet me at this lunch, and the Terminator's gonna be there"? Oh, you'd be like, "Fucking cool, Arnold's there." Yeah. And then it's
the other. You're like, "Oh, T-1000."
If you want to see
it, we're talking about his father.
Yeah.
It was a
popular movie.
If you want to see the movie though, where you can really awesome. See how good of an actor Alan Tudyk is, you have to watch the Jackie Robinson movie.
He played Robinson.
He played Jackie Robinson.
He disappeared into the role.
Would not even recognize.
He didn't even mind the blackface.
No, it was the Chadwick Boseman.
He was the Phillies.
Oh, was he? I didn't know that. I didn't watch that movie.
Yelling slurs at Jackie.
Super racist.
He won't watch it because of his racism.
He literally said on a podcast after every take, he cried.
It's gotta be tough. I couldn't do it.
I'd have to be a method actor or something.
What's your method?
Sorry, I'm not crying. I'm just in the role.
Really, really keyed in. You know, I might live this for a while.
Bruce did not cry once. Everybody else.
This role.
Yeah. Man, he really embraced the role for like decades later.
For like 30 years.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I mean, it was a great movie, and he was.
Yeah, it was
I gotta watch the movie. I've meant to, I just never got around to it.
Was it 61? Is that what it is?
65? Is that his number?
No, 65 was the movie with
69.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was the 65 million years ago one.
Yeah. That was stupid.
I didn't watch that.
That was dumb.
Did you ever see the Jackie Robinson porn? 69?
There it is. Perfect.
Was that Mandingo?
All right, what else did we know him for?
Huh? That's quite a baseball bat you've got there.
Yeah it is, baby.
Yeah.
Oh,
welcome
it's
to the Negro. it's like a Jackie Robinson / League of Their Own mashup. No crying in baseball.
Well, they're going to be crying right now.
You heard of a batter box? I'm going to batter that box.
See, I really need to start a porn studio.
It'd be very clever.
Yeah.
You remember how clever porn names used to be?
Yeah, we used to funny. Have fun with it. We used to have fun with it. Yeah.
Now it's just like, I'm stuck in a closet door.
Oh, no, I'm in a washing
can't
machine.
Can't get out?
How is anyone stuck in a washing machine?
I don't know.
You can't get stuck in there.
Sometimes your shoulders get in there and you're just like, what am I going to do?
I like how it's like excused rape too. The person's like, I'm stuck, and like, guess I'll fuck you.
What is going on? They like it, so
it's true. They're like,
stepson though. But okay.
It just shows
you. You ever start raping woman? Keep raping her until she likes it.
No,
that's fine.
This is not a BSB approved session. Whatever.
It's like if you come, it's not rape.
Wasn't that the Louis C.K. thing where he was just like, it's never okay to rape somebody. Well, unless you want to come inside their body and they won't let you. I mean, what else are you supposed to do?
Oh my god. I'm uncomfortable.
That's how the porn starts out.
It's the first line.
First of all, if you're gonna rape somebody, don't come inside them.
Okay. I mean,
everyone knows
Bush
that.
League, bro.
That's
how you get caught.
Yeah, honestly, you know,
and it takes with years for those rape kits to get processed.
But not with a rape kit, you don't have to. They can still get your DNA. It doesn't matter what you do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
What about the thing in Superbad? But that's the thing in Superbad where he's just like, are you going to catch the guy that like that punched me in the face? And they're like, look, when I first got a job as a cop, I thought there was just like cum everywhere. And that's how they call people. Because they're going to have his DNA absolutely everywhere, just cum on everything. He's well, like, it's not like that.
That's not how it works.
Oh man, just
sorry, I totally derailed everything.
Yeah, let's get back in. Let's stop talking about rape all the time.
That's you.
Rami, you are obsessed with race.
It's obsessed. I'm not, I wouldn't say obsessed. It's
just, you know, just interesting. A hobby.
Just interesting.
He's a casual rape enjoyer.
Long as they're stuck in some sort of appliance.
Oh, I'm stuck in the air fryer. They get stuck That's in the air fryer. How did you do this?
Chose removal.
Oh no,
you just have your hand in it. What the fuck's
Oh no, I'm stuck in the toaster.
Should have been sticking your hand in there to begin with.
No, I mean, that's dangerous.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Did you unplug it?
Oh no.
No.
Oh,
my God. Oh, goddamn.
Oh. Alright, we got half an hour left. Let's go.
Let's go. We can do it. Alright, so. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hello?
Wait, what are we're hanging out with Blagathus at the moment.
I thought you guys left.
Well, no, we wanted to figure out what our plan here was.
Right. Oh, okay, sorry. Okay, continue.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so what's our plan? Like, you want us to steal from the treasury.
So it's going to be tough.
We also want to be taking out, like, a couple of I think the wizards are probably our next best bet.
Rathmodar and Aborjo are probably your biggest. I don't know. Resmir is pretty powerful, too. Honestly.
I mean, they're all up there.
Honestly, your biggest opponent right now is going to be Tiamat's region.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're flying into this treasure area, right?
What?
Weren't they going to be at the treasure spot?
What do you mean?
We're taking the castle to somewhere, and the treasure gets unloaded.
Yeah.
The
treasure's going to get unloaded. Yeah. So what we need to do is, again, this is probably going to get pinned on you since you're the new guys.
Yeah, sure.
But if you,
well, it's going to I'll just tell you a secret that Falderdash might recognize Steve Pokemon.
Falderash.
Falderdash. He's gonna fuck us over eventually.
Who?
What am I doing?
We knew he'd be the end of us.
Yeah.
I mean, his disguise is great, but he's really dumb.
Yeah.
And
that's my point.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I was immediately suspicious when he started talking.
Rude.
I mean, come on. Like, this is like, hey, he's a giant. He's like, so I think what we could do is, if they don't get that money, they can't pay their underlings. Right?
Oh, that's funny. If they don't get the damn money,
if they don't get that goddamn money,
goddamn money,
them some hoes getting smacked.
They's fucked.
Some hoes getting smacked. I wonder how many D&D podcasts have the phrase "them hoes getting smacked" in it.
I'm sure Matt
not enough.
Says it all the time.
Oh yeah, well not anymore. He's no longer the DM.
Well, he got in trouble for all his rape talk in his one podcast.
He did, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was just like, "It's not rape if they like it," and then that was it.
Wait,
yeah.
What? Are you?
Of course, I'm joking.
That was just what I was talking about. I know he was joking. You guys were both like, "Oh my god, Matt!" So
he said it. That's terrible. We just said that 5 minutes ago.
I was
joking.
No, I wasn't saying that's terrible. I was.
We just said that 5 minutes
ago. I wasn't saying that's terrible. I was more like, "Wow, why would he be that dumb?"
Nobody
listens to
that.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No, I'm bummed.
No, Matt Mercer is very, very cucked.
That's what I figured. That's why I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I bet he's not. I bet in real life
You say he's cucked?
Yeah.
No, he's just a big, he's like, I'm a big friendly nerd, everybody's great.
I mean, his,
And it's like, yeah, because you're making $1 million being a big friendly nerd.
But his wife is
gorgeous.
She's very pretty.
Yeah.
Because he has a lot of money.
And he has a lot of money. But it also, I feel like she wears the pants. Like, she's the, because they, a lot of people don't like her as a character. Like, they don't think she's a great actress.
Oh, his wife's in the group?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever seen her. I don't, like, follow them much. Yeah. I just know that I've,
I
tried listening when, like, somebody mentioned it, and I was like, I don't like this. This is like, it's too, like, this is what.
Well, because they play D&D.
I was like, this is what people think the thing is, and think it's stupid. Right. Because of what they're doing, where they're doing the fucking acting and the like over the top role playing, and it's not even funny. It's just like, what is this?
This is why this podcast supports rape, butt sex, and also bigotry.
No. We don't support it, we just do it.
Fair enough. Look, you know what you want to do, but we're going to do that.
That's just our thing.
It's just a different style.
Don't take it from us. Really shouldn't have drank that shot.
You're doing so well. Yeah. Come on, tell us what to do, Blagathis. We can make it another 20 minutes.
Do whatever you want.
Anyway, okay.
No, Blagathis is like, okay, so what we can do is I can get you into the treasury.
Uh-huh.
I have, like I said, I have a couple people in the Dragon Army. I can't tell you who they are, but I'm going to give you a signal that you can use that they'll know. Just hold three fingers, put it to your chest like this, and they'll know what you're talking about.
And then...
That's in my heart. Heart goes out to you. We got it. We are crystal clear.
Three fingers.
Crystal clear.
Please don't do that.
Not four fingers.
Would it be better if we did four? No. I mean, I feel like that'd be more.
No,
we're,
just,
we're in it. We'll do it like
touch. For you.
Touch your heart with three fingers.
And so we do like real fast and aggressive.
No. No, there's no upward motion.
Oh.
There's no upward motion.
It sounds real good if you get your heels to click together.
No!
Maybe we should like walk without bending our knees.
How is it that geese walk?
They don't have knees.
No, they don't have knees.
No knees.
I hate geese.
Hell, me too. If they wouldn't damage my car, I'd kill every fucking one I saw.
Why would they damage your car? What are they going to... is it retribution for killing geese?
No, they keep stealing his radio. It's fucking annoying.
That's not geese.
Those are the black swans.
Oh my god.
I can't believe he went there.
He went there. By the way, these are not the opinions of Broaching Bullet. Nothing we ever say is the opinions.
I think it's a little too late for that disclaimer.
Please don't put us in your
mouth. Anybody making it this far is on board, I'll tell you that much.
If you've made it this far,
we know what type of person you are.
I have to watch the podcast from the latest episode.
No!
I really just hope my family never, ever finds this.
They won't.
I'm sending it all to you.
They're not watching D&D anymore.
You know, I was thinking about this morning, and I know, I'm sorry, I'm whatever.
he's been drinking.
Are you sorry?
No, I'm not. But we're almost at 400 episodes. We are probably one of the most prolific podcasts on the internet right now.
Ooh.
There are very few people that have 400
Step
episodes.
Aside, Joe Rogan.
Our massive numbers of 50 a week do put us in like the top 10% of podcasts in the world.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't take much.
There's a lot of podcasts that nobody listens
to. Yeah, 99% of them make no money.
Yeah.
And but it's basically
money.
Like
we make no money.
Zero to like money. First off, 0 to 10 is like the bulk of them. That's like 80% of podcasts.
Probably, yeah.
And then like 10 to like, you know, whatever is like another 10%. And then like 100 to like 1,000 listeners is like, you know, you're getting to like the top 1%. And then it's like anything else after that actually starts making money.
Really?
Yeah. If you ever look up the numbers, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's why there's only like 5 podcasts that people know.
So I was thinking about it, and I'm like, if someone stumbles onto this show, and they're like, this show has 400 episodes. How has it been running this long? And how have they been...
This is a hateful country.
Prove it. I mean, it's a little disturbing. Like, I mean, we even removed episode 0, right?
Because I love that one.
That's the best.
Episode 0.
Why?
Episode 0 was the worst.
It was like them figuring it out.
Yeah, we didn't know what the fuck we were doing. Episode 1 was bad enough.
I had like never played D&D. It's like, what do I do now? Like the entire time.
I do that now.
Yeah, but it's...
We know how to mask that now.
Make it sound like we know what we're doing.
You're around people that have played for a while. Like I think I was the only one that ever played
D&D. Yeah, I never played D&D before. Actually, I did play one session of it, but I didn't read any of the rules, and no one explained anything to me, so I didn't really...
Just kind
of
winging it.
I mean, to be fair, Bruce is probably knows more rules than I do by now.
Yeah, probably. That's because he's a nerd.
You could have
disagreed. A big gay nerd.
You could have disagreed.
There's no reason to...
Yeah, you don't have to accept this.
No reason.
It's okay to give me something.
Yeah, just give me a little. A little bit.
Just think, when you die, your kids will want 400 episodes of your...
Yeah, to remember you were...
Not this.
And
not
your
like
laughter.
This. Not like this.
I am so happy he's dead.
Yeah. We were sad, and now we're happy. Yeah.
Thank God he's gone, because he was a monster.
My grandfather passed away. My grandfather was big in the...
Nazi army.
Other grandfather, and also he was not in the Nazi army.
Okay. He was just a sympathizer.
He was just a German army. German guy in World War II.
This is true.
Okay.
I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
This guy comes up to me and he's like, you know what your grandfather
did? I thought I was
like?
Cleaning the Jews.
Blacks and the Boy Scouts.
Like, together?
He didn't like Boy Scouts?
He didn't like blacks
no,
or
he was
Boy
in
Scouts.
The Boy Scouts. Ah. He was a leader of the Boy Scouts.
And
he
let blacks in?
No, he did. Was but it, he didn't like it.
Because he was Was it the Nazi thing?
I was like, it was mostly the Nazi thing.
Oh, that makes sense.
I mean,
like, why are we called the Boy Scouts and not the something youth?
You know.
Yeah. And you're like, thanks for that information.
Yeah, we were all like, I don't know what to do with this info now. But
well, it was like,
thank you so much.
It was like Always Sunny in Anywhere USA.
the show nobody knows about otherwise.
Say that.
Oh, right.
It's a title of the show.
But when they find out that Dee and Dennis's grandfather is a Nazi.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, fuck that guy.
God, such a good show.
Nazis are fun. I'm going out and saying it.
Hey.
Oh, God.
And 400 is when the episode stopped.
That's when
I'll cut the episode there.
Nazi.
They just leave it hang for a while. Post it on webcam for a while.
Please don't.
Like, oh no!
That was all satire. Honestly, I do not think Nazis are fun.
He's shaking his head while he says that.
No, I
he's giving big like. Okay.
I have a lot of Jewish relatives.
Symbol, if you know
what
I
mean. Yeah.
A lot of Jewish relatives. A lot of friends.
All the dogs are hearing that whistle.
That's why we call him Big Dog.
Big Dog.
Am I Big Dog? I like Big Dog.
I don't like
Big Peanut. Big Peanut makes you sound like a big retarded
person. Here comes Big Peanut.
Oh, big Peanut!
Oh, look, it's Big Peanut.
Hey.
You
play D&D?
Yes. How you doing, Dixie?
I'm doing awesome.
Hey, should we do this next part?
Yeah, I don't even know if I can.
First, Rodney was going to make us be done at 3:30, and now your alcoholism is affecting us.
I just threw 3:30 out there. I said I'm going
to
talk
now, but I don't want to be done. I just want to. I don't know if I'm going to be able to concentrate.
Well, then I am cutting it at that. That's
your penalty. You better give us some more content.
It would be a good one.
I'm giving you more content. All right, Black Kisses. He's ready for whatever you guys want to do.
Oh, my God.
What was that noise? Oh, dear Lord.
Yikes with the Nikes.
We need to be very careful right now. You're in a very precarious situation.
I am. I don't like it.
You went in my bag.
I'm scared. It wasn't a puke.
That was not a puke. That was a demon growl from the fucking...
Ah, there we go. Good cover.
Ray and Nephew, a big sponsor of PSP.
They love
Wouldn't
us.
That
be amazing?
Yeah, he's all that. Yeah.
There's awesome. No way. We badmouth. There's no way. Well, they might. Maybe they lean into.
Maybe
there.
Them and Brian Syme will get together and offer us.
BSB.
I like the cut of their jib.
Brian Syme and BSB.
They speak truth.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
Like it.
This is the next
truth to power.
By the way, you guys have done this book.
He really can't focus.
No, he can't.
He's
done.
He's
in the bookshelf
he's
now.
All over the place.
There was one shot and he's done. He's a big old pussy now.
That was a double shot.
Big pussy.
Big pussy.
Big pussy, like from The Sopranos.
BP.
He.
It's still Brian Syme. Look at that picture. That's fucking awful.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Rodney, you have to do.
That's the thing. Is like he is talented. He's just not good. Like,
yeah,
that's really what the difference is.
What do you mean he's talented? He's not
like,
talented.
I can draw like that, but I knew that if I was talented, I could draw better.
It's fair. Anyway, okay. Sorry, I'm back. And I'm back. Blacticus.
Love it. Okay.
So, He said three fingers.
Yes, three fingers salute. Got it.
To your chest.
Yeah, that's how we got over.
That's how we got you, man. Yeah, you
should have a different salute for us.
I know, right? You knew.
How did that even turn into that? It was like here, and I didn't do any of the motion. What's the
next motion?
No, that's not...
You know, you if there's a way
there's a symbol you have to draw. It's a curve and a straight, and then another 90
degrees. No, we call it the crooked windmill.
The broken windmill.
Yeah, the broken windmill.
It's just two things. It's not four though.
It's like propellers. The propellers were kind of fucked up.
They tilted.
All right, so what we, so you want us to do that now? We go.
I'm not saying do it now. I'm just saying when you're if you're going down to the vault, which I'll tell you where it is.
Yeah.
So when you go down to the vault, whoever's guarding there, if you go between noon and three, I have a person there that will let you in.
Okay.
Right. Just give them the three fingers to the chest, and they'll figure something out. You're gonna have to do a little bit of role playing, but role playing. Oh my god, it's role play inception.
Whoa!
Fuck. I blew my own mind.
Steve Pokemon's real good at role playing.
No, he's not. Don't let Steve Pokemon.
You
don't
play. I'm a mailman.
By the way, what's your real name?
No.
What's your real name? Come on, tell me.
Glenn's like, his own name's Automon.
it's Charlie.
That's so much. That's such a better name.
It is a great name.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
Are you what house are you from?
Benair.
Benair?
But no.
Benair?
Is it Bear?
Benair, bro?
Bear.
We're not helping you out. Shitty.
Benair.
Bear.
It is Benair.
It is, right? Yeah.
Benair. So
the best house.
It's Benair. Right. His name's Benair Ramsey.
They found me.
He was the kid that got killed.
I don't know why.
She's missing.
And now
she's dead.
I mean, at this point, we know she's dead.
Yeah, she
I don't know a lot about Menzo Barazian, but I'm sure you do.
It's pronounced Benazabarian.
Oh, no, he's having a stroke.
It's pronounced Benazinarian. I don't think it is.
Oh, shit. Maybe that's why they asked me.
My whole life.
This guy still doesn't know.
But you should be proud of your drow heritage.
And I am. I'm very proud.
I mean, honestly, look, I'm not...
Yeah, the drow army just would be big dicks about it, so...
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not like a...
Fan.
A drow lover.
All
right. Ooh, yeah, you don't want to be a drow
lover. I get real stabby.
Well, he does.
All right.
All right, you're all right.
I'm 25 feet tall. Don't stab me.
We just took down a dragon. Let's relax.
All right.
Everyone relax.
You shut the fuck up, Steve Pokemon. So he says, look, I'm not trying to badmouth Drow or anything. I'm just saying there's no reason for you to hide from me here because I'm on your side. You got Glenn on your team, I'm on your team.
I appreciate
it. We're all
that.
One team.
Should we go after the wizard?
Soul.
Should we go after a
Glenn
wizard
and
first?
I, one soul.
What do you think the odds
Who
are?
Do you think we should go after
I
next?
I'm in love with you.
Why are you talking like
that? See, it just happens. You can't avoid it.
I think
because we're gonna steal from the treasury and then what?
Once you steal from the treasury, you're definitely gonna be suspect because you're the first. Though, but what I would do is I would give up Steve Pokemon.
What? I'm listening.
Just pretend like you met him somewhere, and you know, you didn't know him real well.
Mm-hmm.
And
Glenn's my best friend.
He's my best friend.
No, he's my best friend. I've known him for much longer.
Yeah, but he loves me.
Yeah, but you want to have sex with him?
No. You wouldn't say no.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's move on.
You're going to have to pin it on someone in your party. I don't care who. But, that's not him saying it, but you're going to have to pin it on someone in your party.
And I don't like the way this is going.
Somebody you don't like that you all collectively don't
someone
like.
Someone that you collectively could live without.
Wow.
I mean, honestly, that's...
What are you talking about? I single-handedly killed a dragon.
That was one fight.
Pretty amazing.
That was pretty fucking great.
That was pretty fucking, people liked me.
Or what you can do is we can wait until we're real close.
Mm-hmm.
You can rob the treasury, and then we'll it'll just be mayhem.
What if we try to get another group to come up here, and then we just pin it on them?
That can be tough.
How are you going to do that?
There's no town.
Hey, look, this is just a brainstorming idea. All right, we're just throwing out ideas.
All right, well.
Well, what do you want to do? What do you want us to do with all the chests?
It's more like a brain drizzle for you.
Like, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to steal.
A light mist.
It's going to be tough to steal several dozen chests of gold and stuff.
No. I'll tell you why it's not going to be difficult. Because I'm going to help you with some of my very powerful magic.
Okay.
So what we'll do is, instead of taking it all out, we're going to teleport it out.
Ah.
So to be clear,
so I will open it.
Is just going to help us?
Yeah, he's on our side right now.
He's on your side because he doesn't think, he still thinks you're evil, and you just don't want to stop the dragon army.
Yeah.
But he said, I can create a gate where you can just push the gold through, and it'll pop into my vault.
Right.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. What's her problem?
Vons are throwing some shade over here.
Look, I said I liked your armor. What do you want from me?
Why would we give you our gold?
I'm not.
We're not giving him his our gold. We're pushing the dragon's gold.
We're trying to create dissension in the ranks.
Yeah. Okay. And we'll take some before we push it, obviously.
Nice.
Smart.
We're not going to push all of
smart.
It.
But.
Bang, bang, bang.
None of it was in there.
Remember, the dragon army is like 80% mercenaries.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't get paid,
they don't care. Yeah, there's no loyalty.
So if you create that kind of dissension in the ranks, because the reason the Dragon Army is so powerful right now is they have an unlimited supply of gold. And if this particular shipment of gold, which is a lot, is not there to pay the army, there's going to be all kinds of shit.
So we go in, we push the gold into your vault, and then we skedaddle, and then we pin it on someone, or they just fight us.
Well, I would, too smart. I would say that if you could pin it on someone... If you could pin it on Rath Modar, who isn't always here, and did arrive about the same time you guys did,
and he didn't kill a giant dragon in front of everyone.
He didn't. No.
Though he's a little puss, and he might have done it.
He's kind of a little puss.
You can't trust him. No, I'm good, man. I'm feeling good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm all right.
All right.
You asking Blythe this or the
no?
DM?
It's all good. All good, up. Man.
No, I know.
The reality of the situation.
Okay.
Are there any like gems or something we would have noticed on Rath Modar?
He is a pretty powerful wizard. I would say he's as good, if not better, than me. Which I hate saying, but yeah.
No, I'm just saying like to pin it on him.
Because
otherwise we're just pulling fingers. If we could leave something at the scene of the crime.
The best bet would be because I'm sure there's some magic items in that hoard. If you took some magic items and like placed them strategically in Rath Modar's area, and someone were aware of it,
a magic user.
I can do that.
Yeah,
because Glenn has etherealness.
Yeah, that would definitely be suspect. Yeah. And I would even put a little bit of like gold in there.
Sure.
But they're not going to believe that he turned over the dragon army for just gold. So what you're going to need to do is you're going to probably need to place some type of missive that explains why he's doing this.
With missive.
Manifesto, if you will.
Nope.
You sure?
Yep. Missive is fine.
We should do is just draw a map of the castle with the horde in it.
Dollar sign. Yeah. Dollar sign.
Got him.
Yeah.
Please don't let Steve Pokemon do that.
I mean, he's probably the best one to write a missive. True. Honestly, the rogue, right? Like,
I'm crazy.
True. No, don't be crazy.
It is a manifesto.
Oh, God.
He couldn't help it. It's just anything.
And
right.
That's why the above ground races
are the worst.
Anyway, I'm going to go to Gold's Gym. No, it wasn't Gold's Gym. It was LA Fitness, right?
It was a pizza place.
Huh?
What?
You're talking about Pizzagate?
What are you talking about? What pizza place?
The fucking DC pizza was the one.
Oh, well, there was a Gold's Gym one, too.
Yeah, it was LA Fitness was one of them.
Oh, the one the guy shot up?
Yeah.
That guy was fun.
These are not the opinions of
his diary was great. He's like, I'm going to do it today. It was never mine.
I'm so stupid.
He's like, if that was just a woman to fuck me, everything would be better.
I love incest.
Can't you just go to fucking Amsterdam? You
know? Yeah.
You can pay for sex.
Pay somebody.
Yeah, just go to Nevada.
You know what? I I have an idea for a charity. Why don't we start a charity Angel where hands. We pay incel? We pay for incels to get laid.
Yeah.
First.
You don't look like an incel. Shut up.
Incel / married men.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. It's fine. I have low tea.
Hi.
I'm not taking my tea.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
It really when you get to my age, it's like it's just work.
Yeah, it is too much work.
It's not worth it. Yeah.
Tired.
I'm so tired all the time. So tired. Cliff, I was mentioning your hair's looking awful gray these days.
Shut up.
All right.
You say gray or great?
Gray.
Why not both?
Yeah,
why?
Nope, just gray.
I was trying to throw him a bone to turn it around. He didn't.
You got a you got a little hat hair going on too. I don't know what's going on there, but
no, I don't.
A little bit. It's just, this side's a little.
Oh!
Thing to say.
He said it. He said
no,
it.
No, no. That is an actual word.
What is?
Stop it.
Why are you doing this to me? Why are you taking a picture?
Cliff is taking a picture to see if
he's
got to
make sure now.
My hair's not matted.
A little bit.
Right no, there. It's not. You don't know what matted is.
That's just a dent in his head.
That's just the dent in my head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not even head.
You're pointing out a physical defect. I forgot
someone's role. Mother threw a beer bottle at my head.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you.
Were you acting up?
High five.
No.
No.
My mom strangled me beer once. Bottle. Oh, my God. Why am I doing
Your mom strangled me once.
You know, you paid for that.
Wasn't my neck, though.
Choked his chicken. Get out of there!
So we're back, and
we can end here if you want. It's fine.
I think
we fit critical mass here with the Big B.
Wow, that shot, that is too much alcohol.
It is.
in a shot.
It's crazy.
Well, hey, we killed a dragon. That's good.
Killed the dragon.
Hey, look, we got a lot more D&D done than the last three sessions put together.
We did get a lot of D&D done today. We did. And this is the end of the book, dude. This is the end.
Yay, book one.
Book one is done.
5-6 years later.
Honestly, you're probably gonna, you know, go through book two pretty fast because I'm gonna cut a lot of shit out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh. You're gonna cut out the 85-page caravan ride back.
Stop! That I wrote that. That hurts. I think that was well done. I liked it.
How long are we on this caravan?
Forever.
Still going. You didn't like the caravan?
I like it. I'm genuinely hurt now.
I thought the caravan ride was great.
Don't be sad.
That was sad.